Now, there have already been a few surprises at this summer's Olympic Games, and one of them has nothing to do with medals or the athletes vying for them. American sports of all stripes have long featured the flips, tosses, and yells associated with cheerleaders. But the Olympics, too? Yes, the Olympics, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
When I say Sitius, you say Altius. When I say Altius, you say Fortius. Or don't. That's fine, too. Traditional, even. But these Olympics have conspicuously defied traditional notions by having cheerleaders in a few different styles at a few different venues. In basketball, dance teams perform between matches. In beach volleyball, highly choreographed teams delight attendees.
That was awesome!
Amazing! Boom!
The beach volleyball cheerleaders are more like dancers in two-piece bathing suits, which, it must be said, are actually a bit more conservative than those worn by the female players. In indoor volleyball, once known as volleyball, spectators were treated to more traditional cheerleaders, doing routines you'd find at most high school basketball games. Waving pom-poms and doing flips in between dances was a cheer squad from Crimson Heat, an English cheer team invited by the London Organizing Committee to cheer on volleyball. Not any particular team, just volleyball, at the club's own expense. They're part of a sensory assault surely meant to counteract the normally drab 75-year-old venue, the Earl's Court Exhibition Center, which is the sort of place in America that will be called the War Memorial Coliseum and have hosted a hockey team that eventually moved to the Sun Belt. The IOC tests medal winners, but this was a venue on steroids. In between every point, the PA pumped in a song promising to blow my speakers up or light it up like it's dynamite. Combine that with a crowd full of, on this afternoon, feverish Bulgarian and Polish volleyball fans, and one's senses were overcome by the noise, not the cheerleaders, clad though they were in silver and fuchsia spandex suits. Polish fan Justine Lipa liked the cheerleaders just fine, but really had no need for them.
Yeah, exactly. No, we are our own cheerleaders, so...
Plus, they can't really cheer for a team. They could just generally dance around.
They always, just try to activate the crowd. And I think the Polish fans are active enough, singing and booing and doing all kinds of stuff. So
there might actually be a U.S. advantage in all of this. As U.S. basketball star Diana Taurasi says, if anyone will be comfortable with cheerleaders, it's veterans of American college play.
I mean, we grew up in the college setting where each team, the band had cheerleaders. Cheerleaders had cheerleaders. So to see cheerleaders at a women's volleyball game would just be normal to us.
In fact, Taurasi noted, there's precedent for punishing sports which don't use cheerleaders.
I played 5 years in Russia, and teams that didn't have cheerleaders would get fined.
It's not come to that yet. Gary Ackborn, the manager of the team at the volleyball arena, noted his cheerleaders were sleeping in a sports hall, camping out with two mums cooking for the whole team. His Crimson Fire squad has been received enthusiastically by a once skeptical volleyball association, he says, but there is still no talk of payment. It is one area where the amateur ideal still reigns. Mike Pesca, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.